Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 891 is Naikada, which means the giver of many things. Literally means not the giver of just one thing. Aneka is a common word in Bengali up to the present time, which literally means not one. Eka means one, aneka means not one. And this word is commonly used to mean many. An alternative reading of this name is Anekada. So Naikada, not giving one thing, and Anekada, same thing, just in a slightly different way. The previous name we had in Vishnu Sahasranam is Sukada, the giver of happiness, and Anekada is explained thus: Anekada aneka vastuni dadati anekada. He's the bestower of many, many vastu, many items, particularly to the deserving. Sukada means he gives bliss, the previous name, and anekada, he gives bliss and he gives many tangible things also. Parashara Bhatta continues his analyzing the present series of names based on, well, previously he was talking about the devotee who's going on the path, the Archir Adi Marga, on the path back to Godhead, and now he's discussing the reception accorded to the liberated soul who is just arriving at the gates of the spiritual world, Sri Vaikuntha. He says, Ekam dadati iti ekadaha, tadvirudha naikadaha. A person who gives only one thing is called an ekada, and the opposite of that is those who give many things. And he, Parashara Bhatta, explains this in the context of the liberated soul as he ascends to the spiritual world and the Supreme Lord sends as an advance reception party many of his attendants who are well versed in the art of receiving entrance. The liberated souls, those who have become free from material energy. And they bestow many, many, many garlands, clothings. This is not Parashara Bhatta's imagination. He quotes Kushita Ki Upanishad, Shruti, from the original Vedas. Tam pancha shatani apsarasa upadhavanti shatam mala hastaha. Shatam anjana hasta tam brahma alankarena alankuravanti. 500, it specifically said 500, apsaras, divine damsels, they come rushing forward, they run forward to receive the liberated soul. 100 of them have garlands in their hands, and another 100 have scented ointments, and in this way, the various apsaras, these divine beings of the spiritual world, decorate the liberated souls with spiritual adornments. So these are spiritual apsaras with spiritual adornments. Baladev Vidyabhushan, whose commentary in this series of names, and to a large extent, not totally, but to a large extent throughout Vishnu Sahasranama, his commentary follows that of Parashara Bhatta. He says that Bhagavan, Vishnu, is the giver of many things. And he says almost the same thing. Na ekam vastu dadati apitu sva paryantani sarvani vastuni dadati. Therefore, because he is Sukhada, he is Naikada, because he gives bliss, he doesn't, it's not just one thing. So that gives the idea that, or it underlines the fact that liberation to the spiritual world, to the Vaikuntha worlds, it's not monolithic. It's not that you just get bliss, like the impersonalists think. You just merge into some oneness. But there are varieties of enjoyable things. Of course, the center of all enjoyment is Vishnu, Krishna. But there, everything there is delightful. It's not that you're just buzzing around feeling some vague sense of bliss. But there are so many things. Now you say, well, that sounds like sense enjoyment. It is. But it's not mundane sense enjoyment. It's a different experience altogether. Because the overriding, energizing principle is service to Krishna. Now, one point that Baladev Vidyabhushan makes, very important point, which is extra to that which Parashrabhata says, is svaparyantani sarvani vastuni dadati. Svaparyantani means he gives everything up to himself. He gives him his very self. As is stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ishara Shabhav Bhaktena Loya Parad Alpo Shiva Bahumane Ata Prajanto Prasad. It is the nature of the Supreme Lord that he doesn't accept, he doesn't see any offenses by his devotees, those who are his actual devotees. But he takes a little service by them to be very great, and in return, he gives the devotee mercy to the extent of giving his very self to the devotee. So Vishnu gives many kinds of pleasures. The greatest pleasure that he gives himself. Liberation is variegated. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj gives another insight into this name, that bhaktebhyo na ekan artan bahun eva kaman chaturvaga antavartino dadati iti naikada. He gives the four purusharthas to the devotees. The four purusharthas are dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which Srila Prabhupada generally translates as religiosity, economic development, sense enjoyment, and liberation. So the point being made here is that although devotees don't desire any of these things, that the Supreme Lord is ready to give them. Anyway, they're all included within Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is the supreme dharma, it is the supreme artha, if artha is taken as to mean purpose. All one's desires are completely fulfilled in Krishna consciousness, and liberation is a corollary, a byproduct of pure Krishna consciousness. A previous name we had of Vishnu in Vishnu's Hastaram, Bhuri Dakshina, one who gives profuse, liberally gives dakshina, the remuneration to the priests. Another reading of this name, Naikada, is Naikaja, na ekaja. Ja here means janma, not one birth. This is the reading used by Sri Shankaracharya. Remember that Shankaracharya, he's not following the sequence of the Acharyadi Marga, so he gives meanings to these names independently. He has many births. Shankaracharya states, Dharma Guptiye Asakrit jayamanatvat naikaja. And in this regard, we understand that Lord Krishna takes births not due to karmic reactions. He states, just like the jivas do, but he comes out of his own desire, ajopi sanavyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavamayatma mayaya. Krishna says, although I am unborn and my transcendental form never deteriorates, nevertheless, I appear within this material manifestation out of my own mercy. And the reason for that, he goes on to say, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice and an upsurge of irreligiosity, then Krishna says, then I appear. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In every age, Krishna says, I appear to uplift the devotees, annihilate the miscreants, and re-establish dharma. Satya Sandha Tirtha of the Madhva Sampradaya also reads the word here, the name here, Naikaja, but he gives an entirely different angle on it. He looks at the name as consisting of the prefix ni, and then ka-ja, ni-ka-ja. So ka-ja means born from water. So born from water, well, what do we think of? We think of the lotus. Yeah, okay. What about Lakshmi Devi? She's also born from the water. In the churning of the ocean, the milk ocean, she was born from that. So this name then is the Lord of Mahalakshmi. And it can also refer to forests and gardens of lotuses and beautiful flowers that are born from water, that the Supreme Lord is also present there. And in this regard, he quotes, Satya Sandha Tirtha quotes, that Tulasi Kananam Yatra Yatra Padma Varnani Cha Vasanti Vaishnava Yatra Tatra Sanihito Harihi. Hari is present where? In Tulsi gardens, in the forests where there are many lotus flowers, just like we hear the description in Bhagavatam of the Bindu Sarovara, the forest surrounding that with beautiful lake, with beautiful lotus flowers, and also in places where the Vaishnavas live. So that's a very beautiful understanding of the name Naikaja. Name 892, Agraja, which means he is born before others. This is similar to one interpretation of the name Pragvamsha, which we had fairly recently in the discussion of Vishnu Sahasranam. Agra means first. That's the general understanding of the word Agra. Agraja means one who is born first or came before. We have names like Gadagraja. Gada is a cousin brother of Krishna, so Krishna is called Gadagraja because Krishna was born before Gada. We have the name Lakshmanagraja, a name of Rama, Bhagavan, who was born before Lakshman. We have the name Krishnagraja, a name of Balaram. He was born before Krishna. Satyadeva Vashishta refers to the Purusha Sukta mantra. Satyadeva Vashishta is very expert in quoting from Shruti to substantiate the meanings of names from Vishnu Sahasranam. So he quotes from the Purusha Sukta Mantra of the Yajurveda, Purvo yo deve bhyo jataha namo ruchaya brahmaye. Then from Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, Atma Vedam Agra Asit Purusha Vidaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, existed even before the appearance of the Purusha incarnation. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in his purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 33. Shankaracharya gives the explanation, Agra Jayata Iti Agraja. The one who is born before others is called Agraja. And most of the other commentators on Vishnu Sahasranam also quote this. Before the creation of the universe, we learn from the Shastra, and after its dissolution, only the Supreme Lord with his abode and his entourage, the spiritual world, existed and continued to exist. Aitare Upanishad opens with the words, Atma va idam eka evagra asit. Prior to the creation of this universe, only the Atma, only the Self existed. From Rig Veda, Nasad asin nosad asit tadanim. At that time, neither the subtle nor the gross aspects of matter were present. Krishna Datta Bharadvaja refers to Bhagavatam, which describes, this is Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 9, that Brahma was able to see that Sriman Narayana and his spiritual abode existed prior to the creation. Brahma, through his intense performance of austerities, was worshipping the Supreme Lord, and then Tasmai svalokam bhagavan sabhajita sandarshayam asa param nayat param vyapeta sanklesha vimoha sadvasam svadrishtavadbhi abhishtutam. Being thus worshipped by Brahma, Lord Vishnu revealed to Brahma his abode, Vaikuntha, that is, that abode which is blemishless, above which there is nothing superior, and which is the object of meditation and praise by the learned Atmagyanis, those who know the Self. Also, we have in the Bhagavatam from the Chatur Shloki, the famous verse, Ahamevasam evagre nanyad yat sadasat param, paschadaham yad etat cha yo vasishita sosmiaham. Again, it's Vishnu speaking to Brahma. Prior to the cosmic manifestation, only I exist. And no phenomena exist, either gross, subtle, or primordial. After creation, only I exist in everything. And after annihilation, only I remain eternally. Taittiriya Upanishad states, Hiranyagarbha samavartata agre. Vishnu was in existence before the universe came out, and he is the origin of the universe as Hiranyagarbha. Brihadaranyaka, Brahma Puranam Agracha. Everything came from him alone. That from which everything comes, in which everything exists, and which everything finally merges, is Agraja. We are reminded of Taittiriya Upanishad. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayatta visavishanti tad vijigyasasva tad brahma. That from which everything emanates, that which in everything exists, and that into which everything enters, that is the proper subject of inquiry, that is Brahma, that is Krishna, Brahma here meaning the spiritual. Agraja indicates that everything is born from him. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvang pravartate. Everything emanates from me. In his purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the beginning of Narayana Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Ata Purusho Ha by Narayano Kamiyata Praja Srijiyeti. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, desired to create living entities. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Upanishad continues, Narayanad Brahma Jayate, Narayanad Prajapati Prajayate, Narayanad Indra Jayate, Narayanad Ashto Vasavo Jayante, Narayanad Ekadasha Rudra Jayante, Narayanad Dvadashadityaha. From Narayana, Brahma is born. From Narayana, the patriarchs are also born. That means the Prajapatis. From Narayana, Indra is born. From Narayana, the eight Vasus are born. From Narayana, the 11 Rudras are born. And from Narayana, the 12 Adityas are born. Parashara Bhatta, he comments on this name, Agra Ja, to mean, Agra means before, and it also means before in another sense, as it is in English used in another sense, before in time, and it also means before in space. Just like if I say, before me is a camera, you can't see it. So it doesn't mean that the camera existed before I existed, but it means in space it's in front of me. So Agra, before, and Ja, in the sense of going, which is even in modern Bengali, Ami Jachi, I am going. So Agra Ja here means that this, when the mukta, the liberated soul, is just about to enter Vaikuntha, then the Supreme Lord himself comes out from Vaikuntha to greet him and is there right before him. The devotee's been meditating, the devotee's going toward him, and at the last step, the Lord comes before him. He comes, Parashara Bhatta explains, with Mahalakshmi, and he manifests before the arriving liberated soul in all his transcendental splendor, grandness, dignity, and majestic decorum. This is how the Sri Vaishnavas explain it. Of course, we have in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna welcoming Gopakuma by embracing Gopakuma, which wasn't allowed for Gopaki. Gopakuma, when he went to Vaikuntha, had a very strong desire to embrace Narayana, but he was prevented from doing so. But when he went to Goloka, then Krishna himself embraced Gopakuma. So it's a little different in Vaikuntha. And the different sampradayas understand it or comment on it differently because of that. Again, Parashara Bhatta quotes Kushita ki Upanishad in this regard. Sa agachati amitaujasam paryankam iti prabriti. He comes. The Supreme Lord comes with his unlimited power, opulence, on his palanquin, and he goes on to explain in various details. The mukta, the liberated soul, approaches that lustrous couch or palanquin, the Supreme Brahman, Krishna, Vaikunthanath, Vishnu himself, is seated on it with Lakshmi beside him and the celestial attendants all around him. The liberated soul who for so long had been meditating on the Lord now sees him directly in this manner, and he's invited to sit with the Lord on the same seat, and the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Lord, very kindly inquires about the well-being of the liberated soul, and then the mukta is imbued with the same knowledge as the Supreme Lord has and the same bliss. Now that is a significant difference in Sri Vaishnava's theology, that the idea that when one becomes liberated, or the residents of Vaikuntha, they have knowledge to the same extent as the Supreme Lord, which that's not accepted by Gauriyas. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a very similar understanding of the name Agraja. Means the Supreme Lord, who is accompanied by Lakshmi and endowed with all potencies, becomes manifest Ja. He goes in front of Agra, of the liberated devotee. The meaning is that from then on he's never separated. There's no artificial separation of the Lord from the devotee. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, summarizing this whole process, says that beginning with Archi, there are light, there are 12 demigods who are appointed by the Supreme Lord to carry the ascending devotee on the Devayan path, the path which leads to the abodes inhabited by these demigods, to bring his worshipper ultimately to Vaikuntha. And in this regard, Baladev Vidyabhushan quotes from Brahma Sutra, just quotes a short section giving the idea that these words are at the beginning of the section, Achir Adina Tat Pratite. And similarly, the commentator Vedanta Vagish, in his Sukshma Tirtha on Baladev Vidyabhushan's Govinda Bhasha, he extrapolates this, or further explains it, to say that the liberated soul goes to Lord Hari's abode through Archi light, Din a day, Sita Paksha, the bright fortnight, Uttarayana, the 6 months in which the sun is in the northern part, the northern hemisphere. Sharat here means the year, Marat means air, Ravi means the sun, Vidhu the moon, Vidyut lightning, or Indra, Varuna, Vidyut lightning, Varuna water, Indra, and Brahma. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakipa sindhubhya vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakam padayani patya kritva chakakushatam etad aham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad. Goranga chandra charane kuruta anuraga. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanamukaro navayang vichara yamaha. Hari rasamadira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.